Hello, your call is confidential. My name is Stephanie. How may I help you?
Hi, Stephanie. My name is Shirley, and I am calling because I need some help. I don't know what to do. I'm very sad.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about why you're sad and what is behind that feeling of sadness, Shirley?
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I had an abortion. And it was the worst thing that the worst decision I ever made, the worst thing I did. And now I'm just, I don't know what to do. I feel like my life is falling apart.
Okay, honey. Well, I'm so glad you called today. I think you've come to the right spot here, and I'd like to be able to talk to you a little bit about your abortion. Can you tell me a little bit about the background and kind of how you came to make that decision?
Yeah, so it was a few weeks ago. I had just broken up with the guy, and then I just find out, and then we were taking the decision together, and then I felt lonely. I was not talking to my family, and he basically told me that the best decision was to have an abortion. I don't know what happened to me, and I agreed to it.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And I know that that is a hard decision to make. There are times when we come back to regret those decisions. Do you feel like you're regretting it now?
Yes, I regret immediately after leaving that clinic. Immediately.
Okay. When we have an abortion, I've had actually two abortions, and I have been through a lot of what you're going through right now. And it won't be exactly the same, but after someone's had an abortion, there are a lot of similarities that we call symptoms afterwards that happen. And one of them is sadness. Another one might be anger. You might go through some grief. And I would say that's part of what you're going through right now is maybe a grieving period. We here at H3 Helpline really would like to help you get through this and help you with your journey and to be able to help you heal. There is a place in Texas called New Heart of Texas and Rachel's Vineyard, and they will walk alongside this with you. And there's hope, help, and healing for this abortion. You do not have to walk through this alone.
Okay.
How are you feeling right now? Are you at a place where you're safe?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm in my house.
Okay. Are there any questions that you have while you're on the phone with me?
Yeah, I would like more information about...
All right. Well, if you're willing to travel... The H3 Helpline will get you the information. What we will do is we will send you an email packet, virtual packet, that will give you information about Rachel's Vineyard in New Heart of Texas. Then you can call them and you can begin that journey of healing. If that sounds good, would you like to do that?
Yes. Yes, I would like that. Anything that can help me to go through this.
Well, Shirley, I would really like to pray with you, if that's okay.
Yes.
Father, I thank you so much for Shirley. I thank you for the life that she is living, Father, that she has recognized that she has done something that is hurting not only herself, but that has hurt the life of a child. And Father, we thank you that you are willing to forgive and that you are willing to touch her heart, Father. Just come around her. Give her hope and let her know, Father, that she is not alone, that you are there to walk with her and that we are here to walk with her. We thank you for your love and goodness to us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shirley, I'm glad you called today.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me today.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.